the RAP. If you's a real motherfucker, this the place to be. You know you're never really sure what these dudes will say. Hosted by Zach Amico and Louis J. Gomez for Prez, cause he talks that real shit. When it comes to comedy, man, he's the Joan Jett. Zach holding it down, he's known as a sniper. Got you laughing so hard you might need a diaper. Mondays at noon and every Wednesday too. You got these two coming through to entertain you. Talking to guests and the topics are jamming. Right. And Louis loves giving shit to his producer Shannon. The superstar worldwide, yeah, Amico slamming. And you never know what the PR rattle think is planning. So here we go, yeah, you know we're ready to rock. Because the Real Ass Podcast is about to drop.
Woo! So good.
All right, that's right. It's Wednesday, the 27th of June. What are we up against, Shannon?
Okay, so in 1972, Atari was founded.
It's a solid one.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
I didn't expect that to be so good.
Look, dude, when they said, you know, the Holocaust fucking happened.
It's always like, today, the first traffic light came out. And we're like, who gives a fuck?
Fuck that. This is a big one, though. Atari was invented in 1972. I had the Atari 2600. That's what I sort of grew up on. That was, you know, Pitfall, Pac-Man.
He got it when he was 25.
Yeah.
So is Atari like a gaming console?
Yes.
Okay.
Before Nintendo, there was Atari.
Oh, my first was Sega, so.
Your first was Sega. Sega was weird. The kids who had Sega.
I had a Genesis, too.
Yeah.
I was just about to say, bisexual fetzos. Every one of them. Anybody who had a Sega, I was like, I thought that. I was like, they're always weirdly bisexually and fat.
I was heavier and more curious, though.
Yes, I know. You were into diking out with broads, and you were eating a lot of carbs. So,
and playing Sonic, bitch.
Yeah. And Mario versus Sonic, Mario crushes Sonic 10 out of 10 times. Even in terms of as of gameplay, when you look at like Super Mario World, I guess the old Mario, I don't really know, but Super Mario World, with that game, like the way it's so sensitive, the buttons. Like I play it now on that little thing we bought in Chicago.
Yeah. Oh, that thing you told me I was dumb for wanting? You said it was just member berries?
It is member berries, but it is a lot of fun. But that's okay. It's okay to fucking, if you're a sucker and you're a fucking, and you're just falling for the nostalgic horse shit, that's okay as long as you recognize it's what's happening. Okay? And you admit it. You can't go like, oh,
your exact words were, why would you buy that when you could play games that are better on your phone?
You know, Zach, sometimes I talk out of my ass. I don't remember this conversation. I don't remember why I would say this. I think it's a great console.
You were furious about it.
He also just now told me I was disgusting for putting protein in my coffee and ask him what he's drinking.
Come.
All right, look, you are disgusting for putting protein in your coffee. Then I tried a sip of it, and I was like, that is delicious, and that's a business in itself. Why is nobody doing protein creamers for their coffee?
We have to cut that and make a business.
There we go. Forget Shannon, the podcast. Cut that. Shannon, make a business. Shannon, I need you to contact the government, however it works to make a business. I don't know. Ralph dealt with all that stuff. So whatever.
We need that little TM over the name.
No, that's a trademark. We need a trademark. I think we need not a copyright. We need to, an LLC, a limited liability company. So when somebody gets sick of our protein creamers, they can't sue Kim and Lewis. They just sue Protein Creamery.
And then you can go bankrupt and not, the company can go bankrupt, not you two.
No, oh, exactly. Nice. My future. Oh, yeah, that's right, ladies. Get in there. Great show planned today. International superstar Zach Amico is always here.
What's up, how you doing, brother?
How you feeling, brother? You ready for fucking 3 days a week, bitch?
Yeah, man. I'm excited.
It's going to be nuts.
Yeah.
Going to be nuts. You should probably just do your podcast, your Zach Amico Super Horror Fest podcast. What is it called? Do you know?
I'm thinking about calling it Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Midnight Spook Show.
It's so racist.
It has to be
It's
that.
Just a black show?
It has to be that.
It's basically, it's the title of a song I really like, but I just love, I think it just, it sounds right. So Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show?
100%, that's it.
It's really good.
There we go. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, and you will just show horror movies, or...
It's just what happens when you spend the night with Zach Amico.
Yeah. Horror movies, yeah.
It's horror movies or any sort of black-centric movies.
Ooh, that's awesome. That.
Yeah, so you can do...
Dolemite.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be that. You can do just straight up like, you know, what's the new Slave movie they remade?
12 Years.
No, no.
Remade?
Didn't they remake a movie recently?
Are you thinking of a Superfly?
No.
That's not a Slave movie.
Black Panther.
No. I forget. It was a Slave movie that just came out. What, Shannon?
Ralph is saying in the chat room, he has protein creamer in the cupboard.
His protein creamer, and is that what he calls his balls?
Ralph's showing off from
Hold
the
Hold on,
room.
That was a great joke. Is that what he calls his balls? Shannon!
Hey, Ralph, I watched a video yesterday of your ex-girlfriend getting cum in her mouth.
Oh, yeah, we've all watched that video.
I watched that video, too.
Yeah, it's beside him.
Not even in connection with Ralph. I just watched
you
it
You happened to watch it and then
she found out.
No, no, you knew. You recognized it after the fact.
Yeah.
You remembered after the fact. You were like, wait a minute, I know that mouth.
Yeah. I know
great
that
show today.
Mouth.
Kim Congdon's here. Very excited to have you. I asked, you guys might know her from the Legion of Skanks podcast, intern Skrillex, Alex Scarlato, what do you want to be referred to as? Because you're not on Legion of Skanks right now. You're a real human being in the world right now. And this is also the Realist podcast. It's not Legion of Skanks. And I'm not going to physically bully you the same way I do on that show. We're
going to emotionally bully you.
We sit down at a table. We have a real conversation as real ass people. So how do you want to be referred to in the real world?
Alex works.
Alex. Yeah. All right, Alex.
All right, Alex works.
Alex. For free. That's her last name. Alex, you and Kim just started a podcast together called Broad Topics. Mm-hmm. Very excited about this. Now, Kim has been doing comedy for a while. Alex, you're not a comic. You've been sort of just in this world. You came into the Legion of Skanks world. You were... What place did you win for the intern... Olympics.
Second place.
Yeah. I feel like you're lying, but that's okay.
Girls came in first.
There you go. So you know.
At what point do Harrington and Luke realize we don't want them around?
Yeah. The problem is they keep on showing up. They don't stop. So, but you were sort of in this world, and you and Kim became really good friends, and you guys decided to start doing a podcast together, which doesn't typically happen often. Usually, comics are trying to link up with other comics and fucking. So, what was Kim? What was the thought process there? Why Alex?
Well, I think it's just we were having. I think it just came from a really funny conversation we had one time, and we were talking for like over an hour, and we were laughing so much, and I was like, we should have recorded this.
Yeah,
and it's kind of where you know. I was like surprised because me and Alex didn't know each other that well, but we podcast really well together. And the shit, like Alex seems like an innocent angel, bro. She's like crazy. She used to hump chicks when she was little. Like there's like some dark shit.
What do you mean you used to hump chicks when you were little?
I did. I had a friend.
Wait. Guess the news.
I had a friend in like fourth grade who we would play like boyfriend, girlfriend. And yeah, it just escalated to humping in like two play dates. And
then, whoa.
Yeah. They humped for two play dates.
It's just like, no, it was like.
What?
It started after two play dates and lasted like 20 play dates.
Whoa.
What? Define humping.
Like clothes on. I would be like standing. I remember I was standing in the corner facing my dollhouse, like looking away, pretending that I'm not paying attention to her.
Lewis is rock hard right now.
She would like come up and grab me by the crotch from behind and be like, you ready, baby? It was like very overdramatic.
So you guys were pretending to be like a couple.
Yeah.
But it was like a play date. It wasn't, or you guys were just playing a game, but it wasn't erotic. And then it became erotic.
Yep.
How old were you?
Like 11.
Is she loud enough? I feel like she's a little low.
She's, yeah,
a little. Right? Her mic's a little bit... Her mic's picking up lower
and this
than
needs to be heard.
Crazy. So your friend basically saw some real shit when she was little and then translated it into playing with you.
Yeah, I guess so.
Was
but
it her idea or your idea?
I do remember it being her idea, but I was like fine with it.
Yeah, I mean, I used to do jerk parties with my friends. Like, me and my friends would jerk off regularly, you know,
each other off?
No. That's... Okay.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This is gay. You were like, yeah, me and my friends used to do jerk parties. It's like, sound like you
it
were.
It was a little, it was, I mean, it's homoerotic in the sense that, like, your dude's jerking off, you know, onto a cookie.
And you're eating them.
Well, the
you're just licking the jizz off the cookie. You didn't even eat the cookie.
Do you not know what ookie cookie is?
Yeah, I know what ookie cookie is.
In England, it's called soggy biscuit.
Is it really?
Yes.
That's fun. A soggy biscuit. We could have done an entire episode. We should have called the episode Soggy Biscuit, you know? I really sound like Michael Caine.
I really hate your Michael Caine.
My Michael Caine is pretty good. Yeah, and you did the Beatle.
Yeah, I did my Ringo.
That was great. We're going to do it. Look, dude, once we're doing three episodes a week, there's no way we're not going to at least do
that. We're going to run out of some shit.
A few times a year, we're going to walk in with no. By the way, that's what happens when I don't have a lot planned for the show. I buy a newspaper on the way to the studio, and I'm like, all right, well, there's a planned show. Which is true. So, Alex, you were 11 years old, okay? This is your first sexual experience at all.
Yeah.
At all. This is it. And did you guys kiss at all?
No. Mm. There was no kissing. There was no, like, touching under the shirt. We had rules, and it was specifically, like, we will not speak about this to anybody at school.
Right. First whatsoever. Rule of Dyke Club.
Very important. Very important rule.
So you weren't speaking about it to anybody at school. Is this? Do you know this girl to this day?
No, but like on Facebook, we're friends and stuff.
Okay, and is she a lesbian now?
No, she is engaged, I believe, to a dude. Yeah.
Really? Is she hot?
She's cute. I could show her to you. Yeah.
It's fucking getting good now.
Yeah.
Do you think she'd be mad if, because people like you work in comedy now, and like entertainment, you do podcasting. I think we like tell these stories, and it's just kind of funny to kind of embarrass ourselves. It becomes a thing where you like,
and it's twice as funny to say people's real names.
Oh, it's so funny.
You can always tell when it's a real name.
Oh yeah, yeah. But do you think she'd be mad if you talked about this now? Because she'd be mortified. I feel like there's things that have happened in my past with people where if I gave names of these kids that I was having little jerk off parties with, they'd be like, dude, we were never supposed to talk about this.
Yeah,
she ain't bad, doggy.
Yeah, knowing the type of person she was, I don't think she'd be pleased.
Look at those puppies.
Can I see her?
She's holding dogs.
Yeah.
I don't call titties puppies like I'm a 1990s wrestling superstar. So you're not in contact with her anymore.
No.
Did you ever fantasize about this after the fact?
No. I mean, she's cute, but I feel like
it was strictly a game.
She wouldn't be my type. Yeah.
Were you turned on though at the time that it was happening? Were your loins filling?
I think when you're
were your loins are quivering.
I think when you're that young, just contact in general, like it could be anything because you're just so like amped up.
Well, that's what I'm asking. More like, was it for you? Because maybe for her it was something different. I don't know. But for you, was it playing house the same way you would play doctor? You weren't getting the feeling of fucking saving a life, you know, when you're playing doctor. You're just playing, right?
Yeah.
But when you're playing as a kid, you do feel like you're saving a life a little bit.
No, you don't have the real feeling. Were you sexually turned on? Was this a sexual thing for you, or was this simply just a role-playing game the same way we'd play Batman as kids?
It was all about like experiencing.
What did you do it as Batman? You're like, let me see your cunt.
No, it was about experiencing like the feeling of having a boyfriend. So like, but I always had to be the boy because I was like the tallest person. So that sucked. But I would.
And they knew your boobs were never going to grow. They're like, you know what? You're very tall. You're like 6 feet tall in the fifth grade.
You be the boy. Why? Because you're tall.
Ah, shit.
Yeah, and I got titty fucked because I was the short one. See how I turn it on me so it's not weird?
Yeah, there you go. So, but was it sexual for you at all? Did you get turned on by this? Do you remember being like, oh man, I'm like, I want to know if your 11-year-old vagina was wet. That's really what I'm asking.
Ew.
What?
That is so weird.
It's real ass.
I feel like maybe somewhat, but not. It wasn't about that.
Damn.
It was not. You were not turned on because it was a girl. You were turned on because you were pretending to be a couple with someone.
Yeah,
and you like the
exactly.
And you like the thought of like rolling around with a boyfriend.
Yep, exactly.
Because I remember being 11 and the thought of having the only fucking thing
like
in the world I wanted was a boyfriend.
Somebody, yeah.
I wanted to be made out with. Like, so badly when I was 11, mm-hmm. I couldn't stop thinking about mm-hmm. it.
And it was just your uncle. He was the only one who could do it. So you...
They call them Tios.
They're called penises.
When did this come up the first time? How did this come up the first time that you guys did this game?
We were at my house. It was the middle of the afternoon. The thing that I specifically remember was that we were playing whatever game and we switched to like, okay, let's play boyfriend and girlfriend. You'll be the boyfriend in the parking lot. Like, he's standing outside of his car. We were 11. We had no imaginations.
Parking lot.
Yeah.
Why like, is it a parking lot?
I had to be like, she was like coming up to me and approaching me, like meeting me in a parking lot somewhere for some reason.
Oh, this girl, poor little girl.
This girl had a rough childhood.
You guys were playing hooker.
So you gave her the money.
Yeah.
No kissing on the mouth. You said this already, by the way. There's no kissing.
You guys were playing Lot Lizard.
No real names.
Lot Lizard.
We also would blow up. I don't know if I told you this, Kim. We would blow up these like little balloons and stuff them in her shirt as little fake boobs for me
tits.
To squeeze. So those I was allowed to squeeze. It just wasn't allowed to be like contact with her skin. Yeah.
Really? So there was no actual. You never.
She did
never,
you have a fake cock?
No. We weren't thinking that far ahead.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's all bizarre. And she brought up, she said, hey, let's play this boyfriend game. And then you guys started feeling each other. And it, when did it get to the point where she started feeling like, because you're molested. This was, here's the truth, right? What we're finding out is, this is a sad story of intern Skrillex. Can you actually get some Skrillex music playing?
How to make a Legion of Skanks intern.
Yeah. This is a sad story. What happened was, our intern was molested as a child. And we're...
And she thinks it's a joke.
She thinks it's a game.
And we do too.
We played this hilarious game where this other little girl...
This is molest music.
Go a little... Go, just gotta drop
the... That's the sound of Alex's clit moving around.
There she is. I really love it. I can dance really well. Kim hates when I dance.
Because he does a lot of hip and like a lot of this. Yeah, a lot of like too much at the top. Yeah, it's like too. It's got to be less a little.
So, Alex.
Yes.
This little girl, this other little girl, was she older than you? By a few months.
If she was by a month.
Molester.
She was molested, right? That little girl, by somebody.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Somebody planted the seed.
Yeah.
She was a sweet girl otherwise. Like, really sweet.
I'm sure she was. I'm sure she was.
Sweet little bitch.
She, you know.
My sister used to hump things growing up.
So did I. I have a bit about it in my act. I used to hump teddy bears for as long as I can remember.
No, from the time she was like two.
I walked in on my mother fucking one of her Johns when I was like four. That fucked me up. That was something that fucked me up. And I'm not saying it's not the same thing as being molested. Thank you for, you know, I was having a serious moment. Only when she's talking about her molestation do you play that music. Thank you. Shannon.
Put on the bomba for his.
Yeah, for mine. No, for mine it's a sad.
La Cucaracha.
It was something a little more sad. What's a sad Spanish song?
I'm just going to type sad Spanish song.
I'm sure there's like a lot of them. Just talking about their kids that they're being separated from at the border. Oh. So yeah, my mom, who's Italian and Irish, by the way.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
She made me give a dollar to a Mexican today on the train.
He was a really
good
singer.
She was touched by his voice. The mood that this bitch was in this morning, she's in such a bad mood. I literally saw her look up. This Mexican guy was just fucking doing literally like La Cucaracha. Her eyes welled up and she went, his voice is beautiful. Give me a dollar. That's a fucking true story.
That's
the best.
He's got a beautiful voice.
I just needed a dollar.
I need a candy bar. My mother, I walked in on her fucking, not even, I don't know if she was fucking him, because I don't know if his dick worked. Tom, who was my sister's godfather, I remember walking in on my mom naked, butt naked. And I almost blocked this from my memory for years. And Tom was in khaki pants and like a plaid shirt, humping her on top of her. And I came in and she yelled at me to get out. I just remember this like clear as fucking day. Like four.
In her bedroom?
Yeah, or somewhere. I don't know where it was. But I remember I brought it up one time and she fucking smacked me. It was like straight up out of a fucking like a movie.
That Mommy Dearest.
Zach and Miko's Spook Hour.
Midnight Spook Show.
Midnight Spook Show. This could be a movie on your fucking podcast, doggy. So that fucked me up. And that's why I am who I am today. So this is what happened. That little girl... Her uncle fucked her, you know, maybe somebody didn't touch her, but she was over-sexualized.
It's possible.
Did she have older siblings?
But she was 11. She's not four.
That's fun. Okay, she had like 7 older siblings.
Yeah, they did. Running trains on her.
I never even thought about it.
So yeah. She might have seen them in relationships and was.
Oh yeah, when you have 7 siblings, are fucking in the house like a bunch of them.
Yeah,
are like sneaking their girlfriends in and shit. And at night, you can hear them. Shit's going down.
7 sexy siblings sucking on my sausage.
I like that one.
Yeah. It's my new tongue twister. 7 sexy siblings sucking on my sausage 5 times fast.
7 sexy siblings sucking.
There you go. Go.
7 sexy siblings sucking on my sausage. 7 sexy siblings sucking on my sausage.
Loser Lewis learns a little alliteration.
All right, cut the music. you were molested in a weird way. You were touched. It was by another kid. You know, is it molestation if it's a kid touching another kid?
I don't feel like I was molested whatsoever.
Alex,
so
was
probably
into
not.
It. Alex made 20 more play dates. Do you not remember that detail?
She cleared her schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess you don't feel like you're molested. I don't feel like I was ever molested. I have the story about my friend's mother climbing into bed with me when I was like 11 and wrapping her legs around me and breathing into my ear for 10 minutes.
Ew, that's so creepy.
That sounds
if that was
like
a dude, it would literally be the big, like a Me Too moment that I'd be in
therapy. Were you turned on?
No, I was like, ew.
Oh, Louis, that's
this old
sad.
Dominican
that's
lady wrapped her leg around me.
100% molestation.
Yeah, know, you got molested.
Not even questionable.
Hold on, give me my molestation.
Oh my God. You gave us the false molestation story when you had a real
one. You know what? I was really molested. You're right.
You were.
She breathed on you? That's so gross. You could feel her with her leg around you?
Of her Dominican vagina?
Yes, I could feel it. She wrapped her leg around me and tight, like squeezed me into her, and she had fake teeth.
Then she put him in a half Nelson. It was MMA.
Ryan O'Neill's gonna do this. She had fake teeth, and she would just like always like let her teeth fall and pick them up in her mouth like during the day. She was not an attractive mom. This is not an attractive mom.
It's not what you want to molest you as a little boy.
Look, I was 11. I was already overly sexualized by watching my mom fuck my sister's godfather Tom. And
your mom's goddaddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Your sister's real father Tom.
I mean, I was fucking my teddy bears. I'd seen fucked up movies and all this other stuff. At that point,
he'd
I was
fucked
ready.
Everything but a human.
If there was a fucking hot mom that climbed into bed with me at that point at 11,
you would have fucked.
I would have fucking doggy.
Hit it.
I would have fucking.
She would have made you peanut butter and jelly after.
I would have made her peanut butter and jelly afterwards.
But she would have
the type of lover I am, dog. I'm like, baby, you lie right there, mamacita.
Just open this jar for me real quick.
I don't have the strength yet. I'm 11.
Let me put some orange shit on this corn.
But this dick gets semi-hard.
Mamacita, you want me to make you a paella? Possibly some
candy cigarette?
Would you like some some pork with all mainly bones, and then a little bit of meat that somehow, I don't understand how it works.
Here's my mom's leftovers. It's just Tom's cum.
It's crazy. Dominican people, they take just the pieces of fucking like the leg of an animal, and they're like, all right, there's meat on there. Throw it into a fucking pot. Now it's part of a stew. And you're like picking hair out of your mouth and fucking.
Oh, yeah. The chicken hair on the chicken is disturbing
bizarre.
In Spanish food sometimes.
Hispanic people are lower class. I mean, what do you want me to say?
I love it.
It's true. I lean into it because I like to surprise people sometimes.
The lower you get on the animal, the lower class of people it is.
That is also true.
So, if only there was a group of people that specifically ate the feet of animals.
Yes, that's Hispanic people. They'll eat the fucking feet of pigs and horses.
Pigs are so gross, they just step in each other's shit all day.
You hear, just lick this fucking hoof. There's what's in that. What is that? You got to eat the marrow. You got to eat the blood out of the bones.
I'm so hungry.
You're thinking about the blood out of the bones.
I've eaten it all.
Gross people.
Is there
gross
meat
people.
On it?
What?
Is there like actual meat on the hooves of like animals? I don't understand.
Feet taste like,
what is pig's feet?
Pig's feet taste like fat, like just straight like fat from meat.
Well,
and you just suck on it?
You just eat it like fat.
It tastes like grizzle.
Yeah, it's not good.
No. What is pork rinds actually pork?
Yeah, it's the skin and it's fried.
Yeah.
No.
It's fried skin. It's really disgusting. I hate it.
It's keto.
I hate pork rinds.
It's the closest thing I can have to potato chips.
It's literally fried skin.
Look at pig's feet. It looks like Zach's hands.
Looks like Zach's dick.
Are you going to argue that chicharrones are not one of the best Spanish dishes?
What are chicharrones?
That looks like a circumcision gone wrong.
They're like the same thing, but like with meat on it.
I don't know what any of this stuff is, doggy. I don't know what any of this stuff is. It's fucked me up.
Chicharrones, brother.
So, Alex, look, you were molested, and that's okay. I was molested too, and that's why I can when they come calling for me, when they say you can't make rape jokes, I'm like, are you kidding me? And then I'm gonna pull the segment from this podcast with the sad Spanish music playing.
And the pork rinds.
The pork rinds and the Latino lady wrapping her legs around me and breathing into my ear. Same kid, I've told stories about the first time I ever smoked a cigarette. Same kid, his mom, we stole his dad's cigarettes. After I fucked his mom, I smoked his dad's cigarettes.
You're the man.
Come on, man. At 11 years old, that's how fucking real ass I was.
The dad comes home, you're in his chair reading the paper.
Just the
I don't have anything
section.
For the podcast today.
He called it the Real Butt Podcast.
I can't. Let's get some plugs out of the way. You're a little Main Street. I'm not even in a bad mood. I am in sort of a bad mood because Kim's in a bad mood, and it's not that...
I'm in a great mood.
Let me say this.
Don't bring my bad mood out.
Let me say this. It's not that when Kim's in a bad mood, I'm like, oh my God, when she's in pain, I'm in pain. It's not that type of connection.
It is. It's literally exactly
she
that.
She drives me out of my fucking mind. If she has something going on in her life, and I know it's the same thing I do. I'm the same person. Except
I have something wrong with me 1/20th of the time he's angry.
5 days a month.
Lewis, you almost jumped in front of a semi today because he was blocking the taxi you needed, and then you screamed fuck at him as he drove by.
Yeah, the entire town looked
at us. And then they look
sad. I try to commit suicide regularly for missing taxis. Yes.
If anyone's used to looking at a semi.
Zach attack. That was good. All right. So listen. When Kim... This is what I do too. If something's going on in Kim's life... It like... if I could maybe make a Fortnite analogy.
Please don't.
It makes for a bad podcast.
Yeah,
No, it kind of like, I forget the front end analogy. If you're in a 15-foot radius of Kim and she's in a bad mood, you're going to fucking know it. You're going to know it, and you make it a part of my life. So you're dealing with this phone call, and then you drop your keys in between the car seats. And I'm just trying to plan a fucking show. Like, I'm trying to think about it. And it's so much.
I feel like I can vouch for you. Like when Kim's in a bad mood, her energy is like really big, I feel. So when she's in a good mood, she spreads a lot of good energy. But when she's in a bad mood, she spreads a lot of bad energy.
Don't hit her, please. Put your hand down.
I just fucking knock Alex.
Yo, I'm dead ass. She was about to hit Alex. You guys are the audio listeners.
I just learned this dope elbow and...
Yo, she's fucking getting violent. Don't cross
Oh my God, no. Kim's like electric. That's why.
You know what's fucked up? It's always me or Lewis, too. Because this
one of us always in a bad mood.
Yeah, and we both have really bad moods.
If you find a day where me and Kim are both broke, first of all, you'll know it because we're going to be punching each other in the face on a platform.
If we both have money, like if we're both making bank,
if we were both millionaires,
when we're making bank, we'd have ten
African children that we would have adopted.
We sit on naked people and we just like make out.
Yeah, it's great.
We use them as our furniture.
We're so happy. But yeah, so I put this song on when I'm in a bad mood, Cam. This song, give us a little volume, Shannon. Bring it back a little too, in fact. This just kind of sets me at ease. It's a reset button. Everyone can do this. Everyone knows if you listen to this podcast, it's part self-help show, part alt-right, white power movement, Christian podcast, but also self-help. We try to make sure that you are trying to be a better person. So this is a great way to do it. Just take Bob Seger's Main Street, preferably this version, the live version, and just sit down and listen to it.
It's really good. So good.
Right here. Come on, you feel it a little bit in your neck, right?
It's making me angrier.
No, impossible.
I was just wondering why, if like Kim was the one in the bad mood, like it should be her song that cheers everybody up, right?
What song would you put on? When you're in a bad mood, Kim, what's a song that you listen to?
I put on when I was in a bad mood, I listened to Drake, I'm Upset on the train.
That's
like,
great.
Over and over again.
That's a great choice.
Let me hear it. Go.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to us loudly.
What a literal song to listen to.
It makes me feel really gangster and like
I listen to game. I'm gonna fuck someone behind my boyfriend's back by
here's
Lil
a specific
Wayne.
Number. You guys start from the beginning.
Like a video.
Yeah, there's like a whole fucking... I hate rappers because they have to do a fucking mainstream
like a
movie before
it's about
every...
to start right now.
I'm upset.
That's exactly how it starts.
My name is Drake. And I'm upset.
They have to do a whole movie because them performing.
What?
Yeah, I told you that.
It?
I told you that's exactly
Nigga,
how it starts.
I just guessed it.
Nailed it.
I'm upset.
Yeah.
My name is Drake and I'm too good looking and I'm upset anyway. This is Kim's fuck a guy behind my back guy.
This is the only guy I'll cheat on Lewis mm-hmm. with.
She's right.
She just said
She's
straight
right for
up.
It.
Shall fuck him. She didn't even say she doesn't want a hall pass. She said, I'm cutting class, bitch. I'm
I
out.
Just won't tell you.
Drake's out there. I gotta suck a dick in the hallway. You need a pass for that. What pass? I quit. I drop out of school. She gave me the suck it. Oh no. I'm upset. I just dropped coffee all over the table. Shannon, I need a napkin. I'm upset. Do it a little faster.
He's upset. I can't believe you guessed that.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it was great.
Like, chances are that was going to be the
words. The first words.
I don't like Drake. I think Drake's a little bit overrated.
No.
I really fucking love Drake.
I love Drake.
Shannon, thank you. Zach also loves Drake's cakes.
Drake is so handsome.
He is.
Unbelievably.
He's a good looking dude.
He's not even that good looking. He's just so
Kim, shut your mouth.
He's not that good looking. If you look at him facially, he's not that good looking. But he's so fucking hot.
He's so hot. His energy is so fucking fire.
I'm slipping off this chair.
Ew. Yeah. That's because I spilled coffee onto it. And I'm upset. Shannon, do you like that? Yeah, Shannon's racist. She's a Staten Island Italian whore. So she looks like a black too, which is funny. It's like she does. It's like God gave her a partial black face, knowing that she was going to be a racist piece of shit. Shannon, Drake, very rich. He's undoubtedly handsome. There's undeniable. Talented. Undeniably talented and handsome. Can act. Canadian, which means he's friendly. What do you think, Shannon? What do you think? Is this your guy?
No, not
look at this. Say racist.
He also.
No, I love The Rock. We always go back to
The Rock is a white guy.
He's about as black as Drake is.
No,
Drake is
The Rock. Can I tell you why? Look how The Rock acts, because they're both on the border, right? They're both their skin tone. Shannon, you're as black as Drake and The Rock.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is. So am I. I look like The Rock. I'm basically, people mistake me for The Rock twice a week.
What?
So. In fact, I kind of look like that picture of The Rock. Go to the one at the top, which is so bizarre. I don't know what that is, but I kind of look like
that is whatever you whenever that version you're not of The dieting. Rock is.
What the fuck is that?
Central Intelligence. When he's
fat in the Kevin Hart movie.
Holy shit.
That's you.
That looks exactly like me.
That looks just like you.
That's making me sad inside.
Yeah, you both look like boiled peanuts.
I'm sick. I look like the fat rock. So, yeah, Shannon, you're just as black as either one of these guys.
Okay.
So, The Rock, though, he chose the white path. If you listen to him speak, he sounds like a white guy. If you didn't know who The Rock was and you just listened to The Rock do an interview, okay, you would go, this is a white man. Yeah, he's fucking jackoed.
Drake also sounds like a white guy in interviews, surprisingly. Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, forget the interviews. I'm talking about what he does. All right, so forget interviews. Forget what he's known for. The Rock is like, you know, The Rock says, no, your damn role. I'm The Rock. Blah, 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 right? That's what he does. Drake is like, I'm upset. I'm a black guy.
Okay, we get it. You guessed the lyric. We get it.
But I'm upset. So Drake acts like a black. The Rock acts like a white. So it's not necessarily about the skin tone. Shannon looks in the mirror every morning and she's convinced herself this is what white people look like. So she sees these people as being white ultimately that are on the cusp unless they act like a black. So Shannon, is it because he acts like a black?
No, I just don't find him attractive. I'm not attracted to him.
Mm.
He's, I don't know, I like a bigger, more masculine
Shannon,
guy.
Kim's right here. Relax. Calm your fucking vagina down. We talked about this before. It's not appropriate.
That picture of The Rock did look a lot like you. It's making me sick inside. Ugh. Literally, my vagina.
Yeah. No, that's my penis. So, I got to talk about a couple more things
here.
We
need your plugs, yep.
Thank you, Zach. Thanks for pointing out the fact that I was about to say that. So we should finish the plugs. I'm upset. That's fine. Kim and Alex got a brand new podcast, Broad Topics, with an X at the end. Broad Topics. Which I think is great. I think you guys are a great team. I think it's really the fact that you decided to do the podcast together just because of the chemistry, because you were having good conversations. That's the reason to fucking do it, you know? And I think that it really does show. When you have a really naturally good dynamic, it doesn't fucking matter how fucking famous the people are. It doesn't matter whatever it is. It can just be good. And you guys have a really funny thing. You make each other laugh, which is really, really important. So go check out Broad Topics. It's available on iTunes, Google Play, YouTube, everywhere, right? You guys can get it?
Yep, everywhere.
Sweet. Anything else, Kim?
Yeah. I have a show July 10th. In Soho, Norwood. So if you want to get on the guest list, tweet at me, hashtag new money on Twitter, at Kimberly Congdon. And I'll be at Skankfest. Really excited for that.
Sweet. You will. You're doing a bunch of stuff at Skankfest this year, which is great.
Yeah, I'm doing Stone Science at Stone Science Fair.
Yeah, you guys are doing a Stone Science Fair, which is going to be fun. We have a little weird loungy area that we're doing a science fair at one point with the girls.
I'm hoping me and Alex are going to work together a little bit on that.
Yeah, yep. It's going to be dope. Yeah, you guys, believe me, you're going to just get money. Make it cool. That's all I say, girls. Make it fucking cool. Alex?
Yeah.
broad topics. I don't know. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter.
There you go. Alex crushing it.
Yeah.
Very cool. Love having you be a part of the family, Alex.
Thanks, Louis.
Zach and Miko.
June 30th, New York City Zombie Crawl takes Coney Island. Come hang out. I think I'm doing something, hosting the after party. And then July 13th, if you're not at Skankfest, sorry, but you can watch The Last Drive-In on Shudder. It's going to be a 24-hour movie marathon. 13 horror movies. Me and my friends made it. It's going to be really, really fun.
Awesome, dude. Very cool. Very fucking cool. Yeah, guys, you know what's up, man? We're just a couple weeks out from Skankfest. Sunday tickets, couple left. Grab your Sunday tickets. I know there's people on Reddit and on Twitter trying to get rid of some of their Saturday tickets as well, people that couldn't make it. So if you're looking, tweet it out, post to Reddit, hit us up, hit me up. If people are out there trying to get rid of their tickets and you have a friend that is bailing, there's a lot of people that are trying to come on Saturday and Friday night as well. So we'll always try to facilitate that. We'll always try to link you guys up. So let me know if you guys need to do that, because there's so many people that really want to be a part of this. This festival, I'm going to tell you right now, guys, There's no reason to promote it anymore. It's going to sell out. There's not going to be any tickets left. You know, I don't have to tell you guys. I will just say this much. I'm just getting super excited to do it again. This next couple weeks, it's like kind of the quiet before the storm. And what we've done in the past few years has been nothing short of incredible. Anybody who's been there and understands the energy of what Skankfest is and sort of the feel of it and just the... It's so unique and there's nothing like it. And the fact that we're making it three times as big this year, I mean... I'm nervous, but I'm excited. I mean, we got these just people that we've been dreaming of getting, guys like Dave Attell and Colin Quinn and Jim Norton. Every year we've asked these guys to come out, and we haven't been able to get them, and we got them all this year, and it feels like a very New York festival this year.
The venue's amazing.
The venue's crazy. The venue's crazy. So it's like, it's one venue. Everything's going to be all-encompassing. We have some amazing sponsors. Bet DSI is coming on board. Smoked Honey, they're fucking hooking us up with these vape cartridges, which are smoking right now. Let me get one right now. Delicious. Mm. Here you go. That's right, Shannon. It's all good. Go almost comment on Instagram, all that stuff. Speaking of Skankfest, we're supposed to do the press conference for the Ellis Mania fight between me and Ryan O'Neill. And I listened to their latest podcast of theirs, the Danish and O'Neill podcast, also available on iTunes. And they're talking shit, and you know that's fine. They're supposed to talk shit. We're all supposed to talk shit. I will say that his boy Danish is going out of his way to talk a lot of shit, which I don't really understand. Which is fine, you know. But I don't really have my boys going on social media. I could be like, yo, Dave, come get my back. Zach, come get my, you know, Big J, come trash these guys.
Jay, tweet like a dad. Ugh. Jay, yeah, actually, tweet something Jay, and write LOL at the end.
Jay, in fact,
fucking fossil.
Jay, I don't need your help, actually. Jay, you might lose this Twitter battle. It's not good. But the reality is, like, Danish is really fucking kind of coming at me on social media as well. One of the things that they said on the podcast was, they're like, oh, I guess we're gonna do a press conference for this fight. I don't know what else needs to be said. He was like, we probably won't even release the podcast. We'll release it as bonus content. And I'm going like, guys, like, no, you're not gonna fucking not release the press conference. I contacted them saying, hey, do you want to do Skankfest? And the idea was that we can do a press conference for the fight. I think it'll be a really big. That'll be one of the biggest events of Skankfest, without a doubt. The fans are fucking pumped about this. Okay. And I will also say, as a side note, they could do, somebody pointed this out on Twitter and I retweeted it. They could be winning this battle if they just understood how to play the game a little bit more. Like, Ari Shaffir has been trolling me and calling it Shaffir Fest, and everybody's on board. Ari sold like 200 Shaffir Fest t-shirts, okay? Because everyone loves the fact that it's getting under my skin and Ari stealing Skankfest. And these are my fans. Our fan base understands that it's funnier that way for
your
me.
Fan base likes to troll you.
Yes, they love it. And I think it's very funny as well. So I lean into it. And these guys, for some reason, I don't think they really wholly get it. You know, they could come to Skankfest and they could have people carrying them on their shoulders. They can come to Skankfest and be like
they could also be like the nemesis in wrestling.
Yes, just whatever
getting, like,
it is.
Booed and trashed.
Yeah, they could show up in like sunglasses off and fur coats.
Yes, yes. And in my opinion, that's kind of what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be this thing. And
they're listening to this like, now we have to do something new.
No, well, you know, the Skankfest fans, we joke around about like, oh, they're going to, you know, attack them. No, these kids that come out to Skankfest, not even kids, adults, men, old people, people coming in from all over the world, dude. People are flying in from worldwide, dude. People coming from Iceland this year, Australia. We don't fuck around, okay? They love comedy, and they love everyone that's in our world, okay? And Danish and O'Neill, they're guys that have sort of crossed paths with us over the past few years a lot. We've been hearing, you got to get on their show, you got to get these guys on your show. There's a lot of crossover. They're Ari's friends. They're, you know, Tony Hinchcliffe, Kill Tony's friends. Punch Drunk, they're in that world. So it's like they're already kind of part of the family. You know, they can come in and sort of take advantage of that. And my fans would love to be divided and fucking have this big, crazy, silly thing. And that's kind of what I thought it was. But I think that they're, I mean, they're like going at fans and they're trashing our fans. And like, they're just not, I don't think that they're necessarily playing the angle the right way. So I don't know exactly how people are going to respond to them. I truly don't know. I mean, maybe they will come in and be really funny and silly with it. But for them to say they're not going to release it as a podcast is just stupid. I'll just let them do their podcast. They can do whatever they want with their time. We'll do the press conference and release it as a Legion of Skanks podcast. People want to see this. People are hyped for this. The only reason we're even talking about it on so look, dude, I can challenge myself as a man and quietly do this without ever talking about it. But the reason we're doing this and the reason we're going to social media and talking shit the way we're talking shit is because we're trying to create a certain amount of hype. You know, a lot of the, you know, I'd like to believe that we're all sort of making it bigger and more angrier than it really is. But the reality is, if we really, really want to break it down, you know, I'm taking the fight extremely serious, whether we talk shit on social media or not. You know, this is not about the fight side of it. It's very much about something different. The hype and getting fans to be into it. That's what I do. And that's what, you know, I think I do it better than a lot of other people. So my message to them, and I did message this to Ryan O'Neill, is like, yeah, dude, like, if you guys don't want to release the podcast, then we just won't do it. They can do whatever they want with their time, but we're flying them out to New York City. We're flying both of them. We're putting them up in a hotel. We're paying them to do stand-up. I mean, we're trying to hook them up. There's no part of this that I'm like, we don't have money to fucking waste. I'm not rich. We don't have fucking expendable income to just fly whoever the fuck we want to fly out here. It has to be for a reason. So I don't know. But more than anything else, I don't get why this guy Danish has a chip on his shoulder with me specifically. He's just in a very cringy way every day, just talking shit on Twitter. And I'm like, dude, you're not even the one who has the balls to step up and fight. At least Ryan O'Neill is stepping in and fucking testing himself as a dude. You're kind of just, you're trashing me and you're starting to trash my comedy, you know, mentioning things about me and my kid. And I'm going like, I mean, dude, you're sort of just a fucking bystander. What?
You're going to get to Ellis Mania and fight the wrong guy.
It's just,
I can see it coming already. He's going to get disqualified.
For me, it's just a little bit bizarre. So whereas I'm sort of hyping the fight and kind of making it like his thing is to sort of like attack me and my comedy and who I am as a, like my looks. Motherfucker, I am 40 times as good looking as either of these guys. Look at my face, come here, Shannon. Where?
Bring up the picture of the fat rock again.
Don't fucking bring up the picture of this fat rock. You fucking piece of shit.
You're so cute.
I'm fucking gorgeous. Are you adding? Look at this. I know when I get fat, I get a little plump and I look like the fat rock, but look at this. Now bring up Ryan O'Neill.
I have both of them.
Bring them both up. Bring them both up. Taking the way that I look, look at them. Look at them.
They look like a Tim and Eric sketch.
They're just fucking, I mean, they're not even like, I wouldn't say that they're.
I still don't know which super, one's Danish and which one's O'Neill.
That one's Danish, that one's O'Neill, okay? So that's the one that I'm fighting on the right. The one on the left is the one that's also talking shit online, like aggressively, like over and over and over again. They called me a hack on their last podcast. let's just break it down for real. Who the fuck? Nobody in the world would ever see nobody would see us do comedy, me or either of these guys, and nobody would look at them like they're better comics than me in a million years. I don't give a fuck. Nobody knows who these guys are. The reality is, we're shining a light on them.
You got called a hack by a comedy duo.
I know. It's sad. It's a fucking shame.
That's,
you know.
Also, you can
say
burn.
You can say I fucking suck. Okay, you can say I suck. You can say that I'm not funny. You can say that I'm an asshole. You can say that I'm fucking aggressive. Zach, you have anything to add?
No. You got it. You covered it all.
A hack. I'm not doing anybody else. There's nobody like me. There's no. I'm not trying to emulate
Except
anybody
for
else.
The Fat Rock.
Shut the fuck up, bitch. I'm furious. But I mean, what do you want me to say? Like, there's who the fuck else is doing what I do? Am I emulating somebody else's style on stage or on podcasting or anything else? You wouldn't call me a hack. You can call me whatever the fuck you want to call me. You can say I suck. You don't like me. I'm not funny. But I'm not hacky. I'm not doing what somebody else is doing. There's nobody else that you can look at and be like, that's what Luis J. Gomez does. I'm unique. If nothing else, I'm fucking unique. Class superlatives, 12th grade, North Rockland High School, second place, most individualistic.
Is Very that kind close. Of ironic?
Very close to first place. Guys, get... Thank you. Thank you, Shannon, and the rest of the audience that's very into what I just said. We have an audience, live audience today, by the way.
Good job, Lewis.
Thanks, Alex. So yeah, dude, it's gotten to a weird sort of area where, like, it's like, I don't know how real it's gotten. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, I am hyping the fight. But for them, it seems like something bit them in the ass and it's bothering them. I think it's the fans. The fans do say fucked up
shit. So is it not a joke anymore? Because I've been thinking it's a joke this whole time, like back and forth. Like, everyone's cool. We're going to fight. It's going to be like this talk shit thing. But now you're saying that it's getting more
serious? It's gotten very personal to a point where I'm going like, well, you're not talking about like my fighting now. Like, now you guys, like, it's not even just the fans either. I don't give a fuck. The fans can say whatever they want to say. It's specifically them. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's sort of become this personal thing. And that's fine. I mean, I'll make it personal. That's okay. The other thing is, like, I don't really, they want to fuel my fire. I'm an extremely motivated person. I don't think that people get that, like, this guy's not a professional fighter. He's a fucking dude who's trained some. I don't believe that his skill set can outweigh how determined I am to win this fight at this point. I don't believe it. I don't think that he's good enough. I think, yeah, there are MMA fighters out there that, like, yeah, there's no determination in the world that's going to make me be able to focus and do what I need to do in order to get there. He's not that guy. He's not this fucking killer of a fighter. People are like, oh, dude, you got to watch out. He's going to kill you. You can die with a head kick. He's a dude who's going to throw a fucking head kick. There are. I mean, we watch fucking, I mean, people take people's heads off. John Jones, DC, Daniel Cormier. I mean, professional fighters who are murderers don't kill each other with head kicks. There's no part of me that's fearing dying from a fucking head kick from Ryan O'Neal. I'm telling you right now, I'm very motivated, and the more personal it gets, the more motivated I get. So, going today, jiu-jitsu at 5. NYC Grappling Club, thegrapplingclubnyc.com. If you guys are in New York City, come grapple with me, doggies. Also, if you want to come train some jiu-jitsu with me, I need more MMA sparring partners. I just started sparring MMA. Got another training session tomorrow with my boy Diego. And yeah, if you guys are interested and you do spar MMA and you're, you know, especially if you have good kicks, especially if you're a bigger guy, you know, 200 pounds, about 200 pounds, 6'2", around that area, hit me up. I'll tell you right now, we'll hook you up with something. We'll figure it out. Because even the dudes that I'm fucking sparring right now, I'm just getting better and better and better. And I think that everyone is vastly underestimating my will to win this fight. And also my will to become good at these things. It's not just like, oh, I'm going to try to fucking, I'm actually trying to get better at it. And I find myself getting, today, Luis J. Gomez today could destroy Luis J. Gomez a month ago. I'm talking about like on another fucking level. It's crazy. So we'll see what happens. That's all I'll say.
No one is doubting your ability to succeed at things you're not good at.
Yeah. This is literally my whole life. I'm not good at anything. I'm not really good at speaking.
We get it. You can destroy yourself.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's just talk about one of our incredible sponsors, which is Dime Bags. Listen to me. Dime Bags, it's the greatest backpack for smokers. I just traveled with one. Now I'm using my Dime Bag. I'm using it as my gym bag, and I'll tell you why. Because I didn't get called out. I was at my jiu-jitsu class the other day, and I always bring weed because I like to smoke weed before and after jiu-jitsu. And somebody walked into the locker room that works there, and they were like, ah, somebody's got a lot of weed on them. And it was 100% me. It was me and one other person in the locker room. And, you know, so immediately I ratted them out. I went up to the staff afterwards, like, this guy, I think he's selling, actually. So I got to keep a good face at my gym. NYC Grappling Club, NYCGrapplingClub.com. Now, the reality is you can't walk around smelling like weed, and I like to smoke weed a lot. So what they do, they've created some amazing, incredible, stylish backpacks that are great for people who occasionally or regularly smoke herbal products. They have a secret stash pocket. They come with a smell-proof pouch to keep your urban as well. And their Omerta line is 100% smell-proof. The bags use carbon filter technology and are high-tech smell-proof. So you're walking around. You don't have to worry about a cop fucking grabbing you. They have backpacks. They have a bunch of different size bags. The gym bag that I have is fucking huge because I have all my MMA equipment in it. But they have all these different amazing backpacks that you can get. And look, dude, it's a different time. Maybe where you live, you know, weed's legal and everyone's cool. New York City, you're walking down the street, a cop wants to check your bag, you're fucked. You don't want to deal with that, okay? Maybe you got a mom who's nosy. Maybe you got a mom like my mom would steal your drugs. You don't need that, okay? You want to hide your weed from your mom? This is the way to do it. Grab yourself a dime bag backpack. The bags are made out of hemp and recycled polyester, making the backpacks both extremely durable and eco-friendly. Their bags have detachable patches, so you can keep it discreet or customize it with their 70 patches. They also have padded bags, so you can take your bong on a hike. So check out dimebags.com. I'm going to tell you, the one that I got, what's the name of the one that I got? It's the big one. It's definitely part of the Omerta line because it has the two smell-proof zippers.
You traveled with yours.
I traveled with mine.
And it was amazing.
It was incredible. Huge. I know. Well, you didn't even know it was a weed. We didn't bring weed, but you thought it was just an amazing bag. You wanted to. Before we started talking about this, she was like, "Oh, I just want one of the bags." And then you found out it was a smell-proof, and it was a weed bag.
I had no
bag.
Idea it was smell-proof. I just wanted the bag.
Because they're awesome. They look great.
They look really clean and nice. They're beautiful.
And they're affordable, too. So so here's the deal, okay? Go to dimebags.com or click the link in the episode description and use the promo code RAP. You get 15% off of your first order. Once again, that is dimebags.com. Use the promo code RAP. And that's that. Support Dimebags. We love them. All right, let's get back into it. All right, we got to talk about a couple more things here. We already did the protein creamer. Good night.
By the way, Lewis literally just wrote down things in the room.
Have you guys
He wrote down protein creamer, socks with flip-flops, and newspaper.
Yeah. Oh, and I have to shit.
Five should just be microphones.
Have you seen the lady Permit Patty that went viral for trying to call the cops an 8-year-old black girl?
No,
what's that? For selling water?
Side note. I read this on Reddit today. 48% of black chicks have herpes, genital herpes.
48?
That sounds too high.
48%. Look this up. I looked it up being like, no, this is just some fucking racist statistic. And then it was released by the CDC and they stand by it. It's fucking crazy.
Okay, but then it's like, yeah, is it full really black tell? Chicks? Is it mixed black chicks? What are they talking about?
I don't know. Look, what does it say, Shannon? Just put black women. Did you actually Google general herpes statistics?
No, this came up. I put up black people.
Black women.
Oh.
Black women herpes. If that's true, that's fucking crazy.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. I mean, look.
That's a lot.
I think it's like a third of white chicks have general herpes, right? Something like that?
Something like that.
So it's like, that's also a lot.
One in five? One in three or one in five?
I think it's one in five or one in four.
Three in five black chicks have herpes. Get it?
They have billboards about herpes all over 48, LA. It's
48%, it says.
48%. 39% of black Americans in general. 40% of black women. That's crazy.
20% of women in general. And 11% of men.
Wow. Men are fucking clean, nigga.
Women are disgusting.
How is it even possible?
It's because our vaginas are like a warm, wet place for like things to sit and
open
grow.
Fucking
yeah, an open
wound.
Yeah.
You guys can like have it on your dick and just like probably wash it off.
I just flick them.
Yeah.
Like boogers.
Yeah.
Ew, and it lands onto a woman's vagina.
Yeah.
She infects her whole body.
It's fucked up.
Ew.
Yeah, we contract everything like more easily than you guys do.
That's why
like,
you guys can pass HPV and not get it.
Nasty horse. No, no, no. We get it. It doesn't affect us in any way.
Okay, so you don't get it.
It's the her problem so virus.
Yeah.
So you basically don't get it. I don't count it. If it doesn't her affect you in virus. Any way.
I never heard that. That's funny.
Thank you.
HPV.
That makes sense.
Yeah, the first time, that was actually a good old Schumer joke. Like one of the first, she was probably the first chick to mention HPV on stage, I remember. Because now it's sort of become a hack thing. Like everybody mentions HPV. But her joke was, she was like, my friend called me up crying the other day. And she's like, Amy, I have an STD. And she's like, I have HPV. And Amy's like, oh, Yeah, I don't remember what the joke was. It wasn't actually that good. I don't remember any part of it. My head started in the middle of it going.
You delivered it just how Amy Schumer does.
That was, yeah, I have no idea what
somebody
that joke
else wrote
was.
It?
Yeah. I don't know how that goes.
I truly don't remember the joke at all, but I remember thinking it was funny. But that
well,
was
we both had the same story. Like, because before people knew how common it was, we both got calls from chicks in our youth.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I have an STD and what is it? HPV? It gives women cervical cancer.
Dog.
And it was terrifying.
When I got that call, I was like, I was about to kill myself. The first girl that ever told me she had HPV, and you don't know, it's one letter off. And the girl that told me, who, by the way, I matched with on Tinder years later, we ended up matching with each other.
This HPV bitch came back into your life.
We were meant to be, because she fucking...
He did check off HPV. In the...
It's in his filters. He only wanted girls with HPV.
So, no, dude. They should put those filters on there, though. Why? That'd be a great idea for Tinder or thing. You'd be like, dude, just fucking put people that have STDs. I have a joke in my act as well about, you know, having...
If you have herpes, you should only date herpes.
STD apps. Yeah.
But herpes goes with herpes.
But then you could I would fuck really hot herpes chicks.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like...
Yeah, would.
I would.
Oh, no.
Kim.
Oh, no.
But I feel like they're, like, damaged. Like, you get a fucking 10 with the herpes. It's not bad. If you got it...
Yeah.
Who gives a shit, right?
Yeah.
But I think there are different strains.
You can rub together, rub each other's warts off. It'll be great.
It's fun. Why not? Share each other's... medicines?
Yeah.
That's
go
fun.
Halves on Big Pharma.
So, that chick, she called me up and she was like, yeah, I have HPV. And she said, and I quote, it's the new AIDS.
No, she didn't.
I swear to God.
That's some shit
said,
I would do to punish a man for giving it to me.
No, I didn't give it to her. This bitch was a hoa. No.
Hoa.
This was not me.
The girl that gave it to me accused me of giving it to her.
Yeah.
Called me crying.
Yeah. I don't. I still to this day, I don't know that I have it. Sure, the girl that I did
you
that was
it.
A virgin, you know, had to go and get a fucking pap smear or whatever. It's true.
Can everyone stop looking at me? I don't have HPV.
You definitely have HPV.
No, I don't.
You don't have HPV.
No,
you
I don't have
you
HPV.
You don't have HPV.
No, I have. No,
my dick has been inside of you. You think you don't have HPV?
I went in. I get like checks for HPV. I don't have HPV.
They pay you.
No.
By check,
royalty check.
she's a patient zero.
Every time a new HPV comes out, I get
$5. My hand hurts from signing them all.
I get 75 cents to every dollar Lewis gets for HPV.
Yeah.
So. So I had that girl call me, and then the girl I was dating at the time had to get an abortion. Comes back from the abortion, she's like, oh, also I have this.
Oh no!
It was a bad day at the house.
Yeah, not good. She lost a little. She gained a little though.
Yeah. Then she continued to.
Yeah.
You got the new.
But
AIDS.
Now she has a little scraped off of her cervix every 7 years. It's fine. Alex, you have HPV?
Nope.
You never had a fucking thing where you had to go and get things scraped?
But you can have HPV that goes away. I had HPV and now I don't have HPV.
You get like a pap smear. That's what tests for HPV, right? Is the pap smear?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get it like every 6 months to a year and then they just
call
you.
No, but they're not testing for HPV. Hold on, listen. They're not testing for HPV. The fact that I have to fucking teach these women about their own vaginas right now.
You don't know anything.
I'm telling you right now. We'll fact check this. And if there's any chicks in the live chat, they can answer this as well.
There
Shannon, back this up. Shannon, listen to me. Shannon was straight up around before HPV. Shannon was out there fucking before HPV was
Shannon
even.
Shannon was worried about
crabs.
The clap.
Shannon, correct me if I'm wrong here, okay? You're not, it's not that you're free and clear of HPV, Kim. You don't have the cells which can cause cancer. They check you in a pap smear and they make sure you don't have those cells. But
I don't even test positive for HPV anymore.
I think that's true. I've
is there a test
before.
Now? There's a test now?
Yeah, you don't
now?
Fucking know women, anything women, about a woman's body.
No.
You sound like a moron.
Women can be tested. Men can't be tested for HPV.
So you probably just keep giving it to me over and over again. I keep getting clean, and you just keep reinfecting
Your
me.
Body is fighting it off, but one day we'll take over. Yeah. I guess maybe there is. Maybe I did hear about there being an HPV test, and they test you for it all the time now?
Well, when you get a pap smear, like Alex
so
said.
So that means I don't have it then.
Maybe not.
See? Guys?
So, not all guys get it. That's what I'm saying. Some guys just pass it.
Yeah.
Also, I would
maybe
give it...
you're like STD Wolverine and you heal yourself.
That's true.
It's your shield, really.
Yeah, it says in most cases it goes away and does not cause health problems.
See?
Oh, it just goes away and comes back. Well, that's what
but
I,
sometimes
my doctor,
it fucks you up, and sometimes it gives you warts.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem.
That's the bad one. There's two different strains.
Never even had a wart, which is crazy. It's crazy.
I know. Me neither.
Not even a wart. And, Zach's looks like it was in a fucking war.
It's like the bottom of an old ship.
It's just not good.
There's coral on it?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, I think the whole thing is kind of fucking scary. I used to be so much more scared. First time I ever got an STD test, like an AIDS test, I cried waiting for the results. Convinced that I had AIDS. I had sex with two people in my life.
Oh, yeah. I thought I had AIDS just like before I even had
Both
sex.
Of them were trainees in the ass without a condom. But
in a glory hole.
Yeah. At an AIDS clinic. It wasn't fun. I was so scared.
I thought you could get it from toilet seats when I was younger.
Yeah.
Are you guys just regular hypochondriacs about everything or just about STDs?
Well, she's probably stopped kissing toilet seats, Kim.
I think you can get herpes from toilet seats.
Oh, here we go. By the way, marking it down in time. Shannon, what are we up against? The time that Kim admitted she had herpes and one day said, oh, I think you could probably get it from toilet seats. Remember we had that conversation?
I think that you can. I wish Shannon was here to look it up because I think that I've read that somewhere.
Where did you
wait a few months? So I heard you can get it from rolling around in jiu-jitsu class. But that must be it.
You read it somewhere. Yeah, your diary. You and by the way, you can get it rolling around in jiu-jitsu class. I swear to God, you can.
Wrestlers got it in high
herpes
school.
Herpes latitorium.
So you can get it from a toilet seat then where people put their pussies on.
Well, nobody puts their pussy on a toilet
white
seat.
White girls do. I've never seen a drunk white girl not put her fucking entire ass on the toilet seat without wiping off or anything.
Her pussy's on the toilet seat? No, it's impossible. It would be hard. Physically, it would be hard to get your pussy on the toilet
you
seat.
You put your ass on the toilet seat, bare ass. You get whatever that is on your ass. It gets on your jeans and it rubs on your pussy.
Climbs up your ass to your pussy? No,
that's how I think it works.
Shannon, look it up. Is
Do
there
you
ever
sit
been
sit on the toilet directly?
Never. Like in at a bar, if I was drinking, definitely not.
In a regular restroom at a restaurant,
Alex
sit
is
directly on the toilet.
78 pounds. Her ass would fall directly into the toilet.
I feel like my vagina never touches the
Do you
seat.
Sit directly on the toilet?
Like here I do, like at Ralph's or like at the studio, yeah.
But in a restaurant. During lunch.
Depends how nice the restaurant
See,
is.
It depends.
You think I'm fucking.
That's
you think I'm
so
squatting?
Gross. That's so gross.
I'm not squatting. I put my ass right on it.
No,
I,
you have
I
to
wipe
put toilet
it.
Paper down.
Oh, I don't even do that. If I see anything, I wipe it.
Yeah.
I know. That's clear. Lewis is like really gross. Like,
well, wiping, it's really just rubbing it in.
I smear the shit particles around the inside. So I get it everywhere. That's what I want to make sure.
Do you sit directly?
That's really what it is.
Yeah.
It's true.
These,
so
these shit
white.
Particles. You were actually.
Shannon, do you sit directly?
No.
See, you put toilet paper down. Yeah. I knew you would because you're more black than anybody
That's
here.
That's true.
These are the three whitest people here, and we're the most black.
Alex.
And we have the cleanest asses.
Well, according to the CDC, you have the dirtiest pussies. 48% of you got fucking...
Well, not me and Shannon.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Not yet. We're working on it.
Wait, what was I just going to ask? Fuck.
Toilet seats.
Yeah, Shannon, toilet seats. Has there ever been a case of somebody getting an STD from a toilet seat? That is definitely not true.
It's fucking gross. Everyone puts their bare ass on that toilet, and you're putting your bare ass on that toilet. People are farting and shitting and pissing on it.
No. The only STD you can get from a toilet seat is public lice, crabs. Even this is really rare.
Pubic lice.
Oh. Public lice.
I guess you can't get herpes.
No, public lice. It's a typo. I can't believe they typo that. It's called public lice. It's a public thing when you're on it's from a toilet seat. They call them public lice.
Because everybody gets them.
Can you look up germ statistics? Okay,
I don't believe that because, like, if there were shit on a seat, then why couldn't you get, like, hep C from it or something?
Because hep C doesn't seep into your pores.
But you, like, if you're saying you just wipe... You just wipe the seat down and then you sit on it.
Well,
like,
I'm not worried about getting hep C. I'm worried about having another human's feces on my butt cheeks.
Yeah,
while I hang
it's
out
still
all day.
There on the. It's all of the like little bacteria are still
Here's,
there.
Can I tell you right now? If you're really worried about this, okay, and I mean this,
and I know it's on my hands and shit,
dog. You're
I
touching
like to keep
shit
it away from my genitals
all day,
though.
All day. So you think your butt cheek? You would rather? It's not though, because what happens? You go to the bathroom.
I'd rather have germs on my hands than near my pussy.
You go to the bathroom and you wipe your pussy. With your dirty hands that just touched the subway rail.
Mm-mm.
You wash them before you go to the bathroom?
No. My
you
hands.
You wash them before you go to the bathroom.
My hands
only touch the toilet paper, and the toilet paper
touches
my pussy.
The side of your hand never touches in between your legs?
No.
You think we don't know how to wipe our own pussies after
fucking?
You think
my thighs touch? Oh my God.
Shannon, does your hand...
The side of your hand never touches anything. It never rubs up against a thigh.
No.
I hate these liars.
Louis, our thighs are never not touching something.
Shannon, does your pussy touch your hand when you wipe?
No. Does your hand... Does maybe your finger sometimes rub against a lip by accident?
You're careful about it.
Your finger never rubs your lip.
No.
No.
Your fingers don't rub your lips.
No.
Let me see. Show me your fingers rubbing your lips.
Our fingers don't rub our lips.
No.
You don't straight up rub your clit while you're wiping your pussy and go to the bathroom.
Hand to toilet paper to pussy. Mm-hmm. Very carefully each and every time.
Even putting in a tampon, not really pussy, not much pussy.
Pads only.
Oh, yeah.
You take them out with your teeth. It's a trick she does. It's crazy.
I took a rib out for that.
And she does it. She goes on her back and has her head on the bed. And
I do it backwards. It's really fucked up.
Yeah, dude. And then she fucks, and then it just smacks her in the eye.
And then it's a dot on my forehead. People think I'm Indian.
Yeah. She calls it the... something.
The my boyfriend can't improv.
Shit. So look, Cam was giving me shit because I bought these pretty cool... Under Armour flip-floppers. Now, I'm not a flip-flop guy typically, but I've been doing a lot of training lately, and I find myself... If you go to jiu-jitsu class, I'm fucking walking around the entire place without socks on or without shoes on. It's just, I was like, I need them. I need some flip-flops. So then I started wearing them, and I was like, cool. And Kim and Alex both said to me last night, they were like, yeah, you got to wear socks with those. And I laughed. I was like, ha, 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 I know Hispanics wearing socks with flip-flops. Very, very funny, right? And then I went on about my day and I put them on another time and I went to the store and Kim's like, what are you doing? I told you to wear socks with those. And I was like, what are you weren't kidding? That wasn't a fucking joke? Mm-mm. You weren't messing with me?
No.
And apparently people are supposed to wear socks with flip-flops now.
With slides. Just those specific, not flip-flops, but with
slides.
Those. Yeah.
They're called slides.
Not that, with like thong flip-flops.
They slide on. Yeah. They slide right on. Socks with slides. Google it.
I'm going to put a poll on Twitter right now.
We're going to win.
Yeah.
Or do people know these were called slides?
I didn't know they were called slides.
Anyone under...
What are these called, Shannon?
You could call them sandals.
It's like house shoes is what I know them as.
What?
Jesus Christ, Shannon.
Oh, my God.
Keep your Staten Island racism to yourself.
House shoes.
Jesus Christ.
Those are field shoes.
They're not called house shoes. Are you supposed to wear socks with
slides?
Flip-flops? I would say flip-flops.
I would say slides, because that's what they're called.
Flip-flops.
Slides. Just Google that. Did you try it?
Kim would know better than I would.
They're not flip-flops.
I'm going to put sandals in parentheses slides.
Why don't you just put slides? Because that's what they're called.
Because three of the four people in the room don't know. Four of the five people in the room don't know what it is. You don't know, right? Slides?
I wouldn't call it slides, but I do think Kim would know better.
No, she does know better. The point I'm making, though, is four to five people in the room don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So can we just assume that maybe the similar percentage on my Twitter will also not know?
Oh, it's for your Twitter. I thought you were Googling. My bad.
Are you supposed to wear socks with slide sandals or flip-flops? Sandals or flip-flops?
Slides, parentheses, sandals.
Yes.
Okay.
Nailed it.
Let's see. Yes. No. Here we go. We're gonna go to the Twitter poll. What does it say on Google? You're supposed to wear these? What does XO Jane say? Which I don't trust XO Jane. I feel like if I was hanging out with XO Jane, we would not.
Housewife, bitch. What is this? Mm-mm. This fucking. She doesn't know about.
They're on your side though, Kim. In this article, it does say that.
Well, those were heels when she started.
Now I changed my mind.
This says that we don't want to see guys' feet.
Mm-hmm. That's the point. That's the whole entire point, honestly.
Yeah.
Somebody's Googled this before. Yeah. Do you all wear slides with socks?
Well, can we do someone else that's a little more?
What a hilariously black subreddit. r/streetwear. Do y'all wear slides with or without socks? 40,000 upvotes. on the topic of slides, anyone crop the sandal boys? Both depends on the fit. Try both. You know, it feels right.
Don't try both.
I thought the point of sandals was to let your feet breathe. Socks and sandals seem like an oxymoron for that.
Well, this guy's name is Roosevelt Beaver, so he's white.
There we go. on colder days just for comfort and not just a hotter day. Cut your toenails and wash them feet. Get that toe fungus checked out. You should be fine now.
See, it's a problem with the feet.
Yes,
it just doesn't look good. On
you're
men.
Saying my feet. If I had better primped feet, then it wouldn't be as much of an issue.
No, just those.
Any man's feet.
And it's that style of sock, shoe should be just worn a sock. That's just what it is.
It's unflattering for a man's toes. Like,
I don't think men's feet are fetishized by women like it is the other way around.
Well, they look fine bare in flip-flops between your toes.
I mean, doggy, this is what we're dealing with right now. 73% say no, 27% say yes.
Your fan base is all
give it
Zach
a day.
And Nico's.
What? He real ass dudes?
He doesn't know
real
slides.
Ass tits?
He doesn't know
I would
slides.
Not. I would never, ever wear...
Slides.
Sandals.
Yeah, no. It's a whole different demographic.
Well, and guess what I'm doing now? Like a cuck.
Like a boss,
yeah,
Lewis.
It looks so good.
It looks great.
Yeah, you look hot.
That looks good?
Yeah, you're killing it.
It looks amazing.
You think that looks better? Shannon, what do you think?
I don't love it.
See? I feel like I look like a walking stereotype.
Okay. Can I tell you
I
what
feel
you
feel like you shouldn't walk around New York with bare feet.
Mm. I think you should take one out and we'll see how Shannon feels then.
Ooh. Yeah. Also.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. And we'll do a picture and then we'll fucking ask Instagram.
Yes. There you go.
To slide or not to slide.
Well, all these sickles are going to choose your feet. Ugh.
Oh, look at that pinky toe. I need to clip that pinky toe.
You can't switch
it. That's why you need the sock.
No. You can't clip shit. Take that picture.
You can't clip your toe on the fuck. You have to be real.
Take a picture of your feet.
No.
Get a picture, Kim.
You're a bitch, Lewis.
All right.
You know what's the most gross part about this? Is that he had clippers in his bag.
Yeah.
That's how much of a problem this is.
For sure. Ralph would probably disagree about the worst part. Nobody's cleaning this up.
But you were not. You didn't have your toenails clipped when you left the house with them like that. There's toenails on the carpet.
You can't just clip your toenails in Ralph's apartment.
It's right here. I have it in my hand. You fucking asshole. Don't lie. Here you go. Look, I smell that.
Ew.
Can you break up some weed while I do this?
Do you have weed?
Yeah. Here. So we're gonna roll another blunt right now. In the meantime, while I take this picture, we'll do some quick plugs for the network. You guys love the show. It's the real ass podcast. It's the real ass show on the fucking planet. We don't fuck around, guys. Okay, we do it twice a week, going 3 times a week, starting July 9th, 10 a.m. It's the real ass morning show. 10 a.m. Monday through Wednesday. I know it's early. A lot of people are going, dude, I can't get up that early. Motherfucker, live your best life. Be the best version of you. The best version of you, without a doubt, is waking up at fucking 8, 9 in the morning, getting up, having a healthy meal, going to MMA training, raising your son, you know, fucking yelling
clipping
at your
toenails,
yelling at your interns. That's, you know, there's a way to do this, and you should be fucking doing it, okay? Get up in the morning and enjoy the real ass morning show. Even on the West Coast, if you're a West Coast fan, 7 in the morning is not that fucking early, dude. Not if you're trying to be the best you. So, gasdigitalnetwork.com is the website. If you guys love the show, you're listening to it on iTunes or watching it on YouTube, we have every episode we've ever done of this show available on demand. The entire complete library. There's only 15 episodes available on iTunes. You get the entire library plus new episodes 5 days before they go out for free. Whoa. The HD video versions of the shows, ad-free, commercial-free, uncensored. We have to censor shit on YouTube, so uncensored, motherfuckers. And also, you get a live chat. We got message boards. We got everything, okay? And check this out. If you use the promo code RAP, you get yourself a 14-day free trial. It is just $7 per month if you decide to keep yourself the membership.
Nice.
$7 a month is nothing. You only get the entire library for this show, but you get Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me with Michael Bisping, The Josta Show, Tim Dillon Is Going to Hell, Michael Malice, which we just welcomed to the network. Incredible show. We also... just welcome Bo Dietl, who has a fucking really badass true crime show. New York City detective who lived the fucking stories that he's talking about. So cool. Great show. GasDigitalNetwork.com, one more time, is the website. Enjoy it. Love it. Tell your fucking friends about it. We ain't fucking around. Also, go to iTunes right now. Leave us a 5-star ranking and positive review. Why? What do we do every month, Shannon?
Give away a free t-shirt.
That's right. For one lucky reviewer, right? Shannon, did you send out the t-shirts for Scam That Jew?
I have to check on the status. Also, we have a new email address for Scam That Jew, which is scamthatjew@gmail.com.
Scamthatjew@gmail.com. If you guys want, see, here's the thing. My website's down. It's coming back. I have to work it out. It's fine. If you want to send in your scams, okay, and the only way to get a Scam That Jew t-shirt, you can even pull up the Scam That Jew t-shirt if you'd like. The only way to get this t-shirt is if you send a winning scam. We always read a few of them, but if we put the best scam of the day, we will send you a free Scam That Jew t-shirt. There's only like 6 of these in the world right now. So you get to be a part of fucking history. It's pretty incredible. Okay, so, and when I say a scam, we mean something simple. Something simple. I had to use a scam that you the other day. I had to use my Starbucks one because I did accidentally send it to the wrong location. Now, it wasn't a scam, but they didn't know that I actually did that. It could have been a screenshot of my phone.
Have you talked about how you can just take a drink?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was one of the original scam that juice.
It's the easiest one.
All right, hold on. I didn't take this picture yet.
Oh, I did.
Ken, once this blunt's all rolled up, can we turn the fan on or something? It's hot as shit.
It's boiling. Turn the AC on. I can't do it. Yeah, I don't care that it makes the sound sound bad. It's crazy. Here we go.
Oh, it's so loud.
It's all right. Shannon can edit it out. She's very talented.
Shannon is talented.
Did you listen to BYM? It sounds almost perfect.
Yeah.
You don't hear it at
you
all.
You sound almost perfect.
Thanks.
Aww. Right now, 27% say yes. 73% say no. This is 144 people voting.
77% say yes with socks.
No, they say no socks.
Are you supposed to wear socks with slides?
77% say no, do not wear socks.
Yeah, of course, yeah. I would never, ever think that your fan base would think that the other way around. I would never think that. No offense to them.
Maybe
this is
an opportunity to educate people, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, gentlemen, if you need help getting laid, stop wearing those without socks. It's not
you
okay.
You also like blacks.
I also white guys that wear slides with socks.
Yeah, no, it's just if I see your
better.
Feet, it's
of
just
which
a turn
you are
off.
Neither.
It's a turn off.
Yeah.
Basically anything but you.
I'm just saying
Chinese guys in sombreros. Anything really.
I'm just saying
Eskimo with a little propeller hat.
You're talking about yes, I understand what you're I know what you're talking about. It looks good. I've seen like rappers wear
it's
socks.
Not even, it looks cleaner.
But these are also the guys. She tries to get me wear jogger pants, and my friends all make fun of me. And you're right, joggers look good on like hip hop artists who are rich and they're wearing $200 joggers. They look good. You're like, yeah, like they just wear.
We
it
know
in
Kim loves joggers. Just let it sit.
Hold on, I want to know what it is.
Just let it.
I don't understand the joke.
I don't either. I was just trying something. They're not all great.
I thought it was a black person reference.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Like, okay.
This just the G-G-E-R-S?
Yeah. I was just trying something.
I got it somehow.
Yeah.
No, I didn't think that was what
I don't
I
know
like,
why I,
like, no.
I got it, but I got it.
I was like, Zach's better than that, so I know it's not that.
I didn't get it.
Yeah, no, it's fine, dude. Zach has a very, very high success ratio for jokes.
You have to throw them out.
He very rarely bombs.
I've been trying to talk more.
Yeah, he very rarely bombs, and that's okay. But that was a fucking woofer.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, that was a
that's also what he calls a black person.
There you go. Something. There's something there, guys. We're running on fumes here. So yeah, you're into like that look, and it does make sense on like a
it's not a
like
black
Drake.
Person look. No, it's Drake about it's, and it looks like clean. It looks like comfortable and very clean. I like shirts without graphics on it. I like plain pants, a plain shirt, a nice shoe. Mm. Just like clean, I like a clean look.
Louis, aren't you more comfortable with socks on instead of just having your feet sweat onto your sandals?
Yes, I am. I truly am. And it makes my feet not feel as dirty. New York City is very dirty, so when I'm done walking around in flip-flops after a nice day of New York City, you know, travel, my feet look like they're covered in gunk.
Ew.
They're just, there's a black film on them.
There's a needle between his toes.
Black Panther.
Don't worry. That's why I love you, Zach. Me and Zach have the same sense of humor. He's just 3 seconds faster with everything. So it's just fucking, we really,
except running.
There you go. All right. There we go. We're fucking back in the fucking podcast, guys. We're telling jokes. We're busting balls now. So hold on. I'm dropping weed everywhere. Hold on, guys. Zach, speak for a moment.
I don't think anyone should have bare feet in New York City. It's the grossest thing. Nothing bugs me more than when girls get drunk and walk barefoot in the city.
Oh.
It is putrid.
Oh,
you know what's
that.
Crazy?
That's a true garbage human.
That's also a young girl thing. Like, that's a girl that's 18 years old just starting to wear heels when she's drunk.
Yep.
Because when this is a crazy story. When I was 18 years old, I went to Pulse nightclub in Orlando, and I got called out by a tranny for not having shoes on, and I never didn't wear shoes ever again when I was drunk. She called me out like in front of everyone. She's like, "Girl, put your shoes on. That's gross. Hey,
girl, cut your dick off."
And all these and all these fucking bitch dudes are like, duck. "Hell yeah, bitch duck." Shots fired.
Oh shit. Yeah, let's. I guess the Gomites have spoken. I mean, I'm not wearing socks with these though. But you're right. I am a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah,
New York City. They did a study years ago that kind of fucked me up. Certain little things stick with me. We talked about it before with the worms and the fish, like the
tilapia.
Yeah, tilapia or catfish. Yeah. Or those worms that fucks me up. Certain things you see, and it just. It sort of grosses me out, right? Really, as I've gotten older, I've gotten a little bit, like, cleaner in a weird way. Like, and there was a study where they took a shoe after walking one day in New York City. It's like a brand new shoe, and they walked around with it in New York City. And then they tested everything that was on the bottom of the shoe. And it was
what
like...
What was it?
Everything.
What do you mean?
Everything.
How far did the shoe walk?
I don't know.
One block.
It was fucking... But it was like, you know, everything from like bird flu to salmonella to fucking, you know, anything that affects chickens.
So we're good.
Hungry black people.
Corn poisoning. No, what do they say? What was the study? Do you say?
It says like fecal matter is the main thing I'm seeing.
Yeah. A lot of fecal matter.
Poop on the street.
Why they're saying to take your shoes off when you come into the house.
Because then your bare feet are touching.
That's something. And then I didn't really start considering that either until I had a kid, because my son crawls around on the floor all day and he's fucking rolling around. We take our shoes from the street, we go put them down there, and now my kid comes and he touches my face with his gross hands. Now it affects me.
Yeah.
Now it's affecting. And look, we're
now
back
it's
to it
a
affecting
problem.
Me.
Yeah.
Now it's affecting me.
Now it's a problem.
So shoes off.
Baby James is going to starve Baby James.
Ooh, can't do it. Hold on.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. It's fucking gross. I've seen someone shit on the sidewalk here. Just straight shit.
Oh, I was
down shitting.
I was assuming it was animal feces. I wasn't even thinking about like human feces.
No, it's also human feces.
Combination of everything. Didn't they say that with dollar bills? There's like cocaine feces on every dollar bill in circulation?
Yeah, I believe so.
That's probably a myth, though.
Every single one.
That's what they were saying.
I think it might be every 20 has cocaine on it.
Cocaine and feces on every 20. Is that a myth? Myth or fact?
Every dollar bill has herpes. 52% of them.
90%. Especially the Harriet Tubman.
You guys literally have the same one.
It says that 90% of U.S. bills carry traces of cocaine.
Wow. What about feces? What about feces? So that's so you're even touching a dollar, right? So you're worried about putting your ass on a toilet seat, and you're touching a dollar.
I'll say it again.
Shoving it into your nose cavity, and snorting shit into your head.
First of all, I snort through my asshole, so no. I'll say it again. I'd rather have my hands dirty than my genitals.
Mm-hmm.
I can wash my hands in public any day. I'm not gonna stick my pussy in a sink.
Before you eat, every time, do you wash your hands?
Most of the time, yeah. If I've been around my house, a lot of times I'll just eat and I go to the deli and I grab something. But if I've been out in New York City and I come home, yeah, every time.
Alex made this point a while ago. You were having this conversation. The interns were having a stupid conversation, and it kind of tickled me a little bit. It stuck with me. You were talking about Harrington farted, I guess, in the studio, and Alex was very upset by this. And she made the point, she was like, yeah, if I can smell your fart, mm-hmm. that means the gas that was inside of your body, which is a measurable compound,
is going in her body.
I'm taking it into my body.
Yeah, it's
now.
Fucking
it's
gross.
Little atoms of Harrington's fucking feces
asshole
travel
meat.
Through the air and into our fucking noses.
Yeah,
and that's what that is.
Whenever you smell a fart, someone's gases are going into your body.
Yes.
It's so fucking
it's
gross.
So disturbing. Yeah. I'm glad I got
that
across.
It's almost like you're sucking his soul into your body. Harrington's essence is being...
it's how you make love at a trailer park. Just sucking each other's farts.
It's just...
Come
there
on.
Is something... And it stuck with me. And it kind of bugged me. And now when I smell somebody's fart, I can't, like, get the idea of me taking their shitty atoms into my body.
Yeah. I think of it, too.
And I think it's literally poop particles, right?
It is literally
is that,
tiny particles of poop.
This is what you're going to get on Broad Topics, by the way, guys. It's not fucking, you know, that's it. The other thing is our fan base, they hate women, and it's fine. You chicks are mad cool, and they're going to dig you guys. I think you guys did a great job on today's show. Give these girls a chance. I know, look, guys, we say, when the girls aren't here, what do we say? Don't give girls a chance, right? With the opposite of believe all women. Believe nothing they say. Trust no woman. That's our mantra on the show. These two chicks, despite them having vaginas and one of them having boobs, they put together a very funny, real-ass show that, you know, once again, it's you guys come in, you don't plan shit, and you just kind of fucking go. And it's not about being a chick. It's not about being a fucking girl and how hard it is in this world for ladies, which I think... That's the problem, and I think that's what our fan base doesn't want to fucking listen to.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest with you, our fan base doesn't want to listen to that from anybody. Forget a woman. My fan base doesn't want to hear me listen to me bitching about the things I don't have and coming up with excuses for why I don't have them based off of my gender, my identity, my you know, sexuality, the color of my skin.
We have to shut our podcast down. That's all we had. No, if it makes you feel better, on the podcast, I've already said things that won't get me booked on television.
Definitely.
So
I'm dating Lewis.
That's the original premise for you can't do that on television. Just date me.
Okay, real quick, just to catch up on the stuff you asked me to look up. Yeah. So 94% of dollar bills have fecal matter on them.
Say?
And then as far as farts, it says only in so-called wet farts or farts where feces is dispelled is there fecal matter in the farts. Otherwise, it's just gases.
But even though, so the gas is... You're taking the gas that was inside of his colon and breathing it into your lungs. So,
and but then like isn't the all air like a was in somebody else's lungs? Because we're breathing
not
in
only
and
that,
out.
But
their lungs
it was
is different though.
No, not only that, it's not, it was produced inside of his body. It didn't just like come in like he breathed it in and breathed it out. It was
started
like,
off as like a green
produced,
bubble, just went
yes.
boom, and then
it was a fucking
liquid fucking chemicals
it
in
was
his
a
body.
Cheesy Gordita crunch that broke down yeah. from like 2 in the afternoon, the most inappropriate
ew, the
time.
The whole
to
process
eat Taco Bell.
From going into Harrington's mouth. Down his throat.
Well, you could start at chewing.
Into his in between his teeth.
In his teeth.
Imagine that's your life.
Stop. You're just Harrington's food.
Going in between Harrington's fucking teeth and having to live there and going down his nasty
that's what happened
throat,
to Hitler.
Through his fucking stomach, his fucking fat, disgusting, hairy stomach.
If you're lucky, you could wind up in his beard. And then you have to hang out with him all day.
Listen to him talk yeah. very loudly.
Oh.
Mm. Not good. Not good.
So mean.
All right, let's get some questions here, and then we'll wrap this one up. This has been a great show, girls. Thank you very much
really
for
fun.
Coming in today.
Thanks.
Give me a fucking answer. 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 I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
All right, you can join the conversation. Just follow me on social media at Lewis J. Gomez on Twitter, at Gomez Comedy on Instagram. I choose one or the other usually to post the questions post the morning of the show. So you could always respond to it. Make sure you guys do that. All right, let's see. Anything else here? Let's see. Joad. AMC wants to know, would you rather lose the fight by knockout or have Kim break up with you? Great question.
Oh, that
well,
is
one
really
happens,
good.
The other is.
Yeah. Would I rather Kim break up with me or lose the fight by knockout? I'd rather lose the fight by knockout.
Good answer.
I'm not
amazing
as,
answer.
I'm not like... If I lose the fight, this is what happens. I listen to Bisping really break down losing fights, like in a very real way. Losing the title to George St. Pierre. You know, fighting again, you know, 2 weeks later and losing to Kelvin Gastelum. This motherfucker has, you know, he broke it down best. And it is, you're going into this understanding that you very well could lose. It's a very big part of it. You don't want to, but there's an acceptance there of like, if I get knocked out, I'll wake up and go, oh, shit, I got knocked out. Did I do well? Did I look good? Was this fucking like, was it entertaining? Was it like, it is a bizarre thing. I will say this much. Doing a fight like this, I've never done this. The closest thing I've ever done to fighting like this was me and James Saccone fought behind ShopRite in the, when I was like in the eighth grade. And it was the only time that we, like, met to fight. Like, and there was a long corridor that went down, like, to get behind the thing. It felt like I was going to a fucking boxing fight.
You had walkout
fight.
Music?
Yeah, dude. We were fucking...
The ShopRite theme?
It was the Can-Can sale? Yeah. So, yeah, and I fought him, and our friends, like, all kind of, like, surrounded us, and it was, like, mano a mano. Like, we met at a certain time, and, like, that was that. This is very, it kind of reminds me, I mean, it's at a much different level. We're training and we're, but it's a very different thing than a bar fight or anything else. Like, there's a lot of mental preparation that goes into to doing this. And I'm excited about it. And I'm really excited to see where it goes. But losing, look, it could happen. I don't believe that I'm going to lose. I think I'm going to fucking whoop this guy's ass. I think that people are, I think people would be very, very surprised. I'm really glad that people are underestimating me, because when I put a fucking beatdown on this guy, everyone's gonna go, oh shit, alright, well yeah, I guess Taekwondo doesn't fucking matter, and I guess you can just fucking talk your way into being a badass motherfucker.
Have you ever walked by grown adults doing Taekwondo in a gym? They're like this.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Over and over again. It looks like a fucking joke. It's and then silly. If you look at them too long, they get fucking hyped. They'll like breathe in deeper and do it harder.
Yeah, now Karate Kid came back. Everyone's all fucking way hyped.
I'm over Taekwondo.
Yeah,
Taekwondo's for fags.
Let's see.
Baggots.
Let's see. I'm Team Gomez, but... Yeah, turn it off. I'm Team Gomez all the way, but how are you going to deal with your opponent's reach in the upcoming fight? However you swing it, he's got a lot of striking experience. Also, his baldness an advantage. How am I going to deal with this? I don't know, dude. I'm sparring with guys that are longer. My goal is to start beating up guys that are way tougher than him. And if I can do that, I could beat him up. So that's how I'm dealing with it.
You're training with weights.
Yeah, simply as that. Yeah, that's a great way to point it.
Yeah.
Put it. Wow. Ooh. Yeah.
I hope you don't fight like you speak.
Yeah, I'm trying to... The way that I'm dealing with this is I'm actually going in and sparring and fighting with people that know what they're doing.
Just cab drivers.
Yeah. They know what they're doing. I didn't say what they know how to do. They know their way around the city. That's all that matters.
I've seen him spar with 3 cab drivers this week. No, you're going to whip his ass. I think you're going to do great.
Kim's been impressed.
Yeah, I have. I saw him, I saw you sparring with Justin the other day for a little bit. And I was just fucking around, and it was impressive. A lot different than I had seen before.
Yeah. You're fucking around, baby. Everyone go grab your Team Gomez shirt, merchpump.com. If you're going to be there at the fight, fucking believe me, we're going to party after. I'm going to do an after party like the fighters do. You don't know. It's going to be crazy.
Tonight he's going to die in overdose.
All right. Let's see, get a couple more in here. Not about the fight.
That's a great question, though.
1 year, 5 year, 10 year, where do you want to see Gas Digital? More podcasts, host your more comedy festivals, regularly producing comedy specials, or get it so you can step back and let it run like a well-oiled machine? That's a great question for those of you interested in what's going on with Gas Digital. I think sort of all of the above. I think a lot of what we're doing... we're going to continue to expand on. And I think it's... We want to get into producing more stuff. But to be honest with you, I think that we've done a really, really great job at collaborating with artists and comedians at creating things that they want to create. So I think collaborating with bigger and more popular people. But also, like, you know, I want to do television and shit like that. I had a meeting with my agent yesterday. It's like... I'm not super excited about doing television. You know, they were having me submit an SNL packet, and I said to him flat out, I was like, dude, I will get hired at SNL, and I will get fired within a week, because they're going to go and dig up, they're not even going to hire me, because they're going to dig up all the shit beforehand, but, and don't get me wrong, I guess it would be better for me to get hired at SNL and get fired. That story is way better than to never be hired at SNL, but that's not really where I'm focused. I'm never going to be a Daily Show correspondent, and I'm never going to be... I think I have an opportunity with this platform to create stuff that other people aren't creating and take chances. And that's kind of what we want to continue to do. So yeah, I'm producing my own special this year. We're talking with a couple other people that are producing their specials. That's something that we definitely want to do, because I do believe that stand-up is fucking stale right now, and the only platforms that are giving people to do stand-up are horrible.
Oh my God. Yeah. We're clinging on to free speech, you guys.
Yeah. We're losing,
by
the way.
So everyone keeps saying the N-word.
Yeah. Nanette on Netflix, guys. Everyone keep on saying it, because that's the new comedy. That's the truth.
It's really rough.
Yeah.
Painful.
Yeah.
Let's see. Anything else?
I wish that, Alex, we should ask them the question we talked about yesterday, which is a really good question. Can we ask you?
What?
It's a hypothetical question. If you're walking with your best friend and someone walks up to you and it's your best friend and a little boy, and they said one of them has to die, your best friend or a strange little boy is getting shot, who do you choose?
Little boy.
It's not James. It's a strange little boy. And it's
but he's a 5-year-old boy
friend.
Also. And Dave Smith.
It's Dave Smith.
Oh, my best friend, or just a stranger little
and
boy.
And one of them gets shot right
Dave
in front
Smith?
Of you.
Yeah, the little boy. I said
instantly.
That. Oh,
yeah.
He's dead.
Yeah.
You too?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Your best friend?
Yeah. It would be fucked up to
Who
not.
Is this little boy? What is he going to become? I have no idea.
That was my
Yo,
point.
Yo, Kim, I got you. Fuck this boy.
Yeah. Alex had to think about it yesterday.
Not even for a second.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, you could listen back to the tape.
I'm sorry. I thought
you did. How sad is your life that Kim's already your best friend?
Oh my God. Sorry.
Alex is already my best friend, too. I moved here dead of winter.
We actually,
She's
we
the only
literally
person
have
I
so
saw.
Much in common.
Yeah, we already did mushrooms together, so that was basically it.
That's a new connection you guys have, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think without a doubt, my best friend. I mean, or the child. You know, it sucks to watch a child die and be murdered, but in a weird way, kind of satisfying.
Yeah, I would just be like, close your eyes.
Yeah, be like, I'm sorry.
It would be fun, you know.
I guess it wasn't that good of a question.
The little kids.
Hands down.
It's obviously. Shannon, what do you say?
I don't know. It's difficult.
See, she has to think about it.
Well, her friends are garbage. Have you ever met her friends? She comes around sometimes.
I've never met my friends.
I met your friends.
I knew it was girls like Shannon who would have to think about it. We talked about this
yesterday. Can you imagine having
the best friend's a Staten Islander.
That's nothing against you.
My friends are from
Can you imagine being Shannon's friend in that moment? She's like, and you're like, what the fuck? No, what do you mean,
My friends are good people. They'd probably be like, you know what? The child should probably live, so kill me.
Oh my God, I would not feel that way about a strange child. I did tell Kim that I would.
Is it a strange child? It's like the child from The Shining. It's like, hello.
I did tell Kim that if it was baby James, she better take me.
No, Kim or baby James?
Baby James.
No,
I mean me.
Kim, because I know that she would want it to be her.
I mean, it couldn't be baby James.
It couldn't be James, no matter what.
Any other kid in the world is going down.
We both agreed we would kill each other for baby James.
He farts in your face and smacks you.
His little hairs over his eyes.
Yeah. We would kill each other for him.
That's cute.
It's romantic. It's sweet.
Very cute. Question for Kim from Ted_Trembly. What's the most fucked up thing Lewis has told you about his childhood, and can he utilize that trauma and to his advantage in the O'Neill fight?
The most fucked up thing, I mean, it's all on the podcast. It's nothing new. I mean, it was shocking that you got molested and whispered in your ear. That was today on this podcast.
Yeah, it's a new...
It was pretty fucked up.
Development.
That's an actual molestation, and he had no idea it was.
Yeah.
And he was trying to accuse Alex of being actually molested.
Doggy. Look, I've had a lot of stuff happen to me, okay?
Yeah.
And I will use that all in my new special, Lucia Gomez. Gomez. I will use that trauma, like Nanette. Like, what's her name?
You know what?
Who's also going to be doing her show, overlapping Roastmasters, same venue. Swear to God,
she's
upstairs. Roastmasters is downstairs next week.
I can't believe that.
Swear to God,
wow.
But weird.
Weird.
I showed up at the venue to do a walkthrough, and then it's just her poster right there, being like,
"Who's Roast Battle?"
Roastmasters is moving to Soho Playhouse.
Uh-huh.
Her show is at Soho
Whose
Playhouse.
Show?
Hannah Gatsby.
Hannah Gatsby. This girl.
The Nanette bitch.
No. Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow, we are in a simulation.
Yeah.
Someone did that. That's hilarious.
That's fucked up. I can't believe it.
They're going to be like, you're so non-binary.
Oh my God, I need off from babysitting that night to see her, Lewis.
God, I really hope the sound bleeds through.
This girl's so cisgendered.
It's so funny because like, what an opposite show. The Roastmasters is so fucked up. And I mean, I'm gonna book 2 or 3 lesbians on the show just so you... Upstairs, all of the lesbians are going to hear. It's like, you're such a gross, ugly lesbian that your dad killed himself because of your lesbianism.
All right, pussy cunt. Breath.
Cunt, go die, lesbian cunt. Battle. Rich Voss, that was a great joke. That was really well written.
I lied. I do remember something fucked up you told me. What? You told me that when you were little, your mom would buy, like, desserts. Like, there would not be, like, a lot of good food in the house, and she would buy desserts. And she'd had, like, these cakes on the counter.
Cheesecakes.
But it was cheesecakes, but they were only for her.
And she'd hit us if we did it.
Yeah, it's so fucked up.
I thought you were going to say when she bought the shit with the icing and would take all the icing for herself.
Yes, that one too. Yeah, those really bothered me because that's such a mean mom.
She wouldn't even just take the icing for herself. She would make the Pillsbury
cinnamon rolls. Said.
And it comes with an 8 in a package. And she'd bake all 8. And then she'd take extra icing for 5 of them. And then she'd give us the empty tub of icing while we have 3 dry cinnamon rolls to split between me and my sister.
And they would just dip it in the empty
tub.
She'd give you her leftovers.
Yeah. Aww.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make the Tom joke again, but.
Yeah. Well.
It was there. It was still there.
She had extra icing from Tom. Yeah. She didn't need all that extra icing.
Yeah. She was the tub Tom was dipping into.
She was the leftovers.
She was the tub Tom was dipping into. Go. 5 times fast.
The tub Tom was dipping into. 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 The tub Tom was dipping into.
Now his mom suddenly appears.
Whoa.
That's her Bloody Mary.
Mom. I just take out $40 right away.
Oh, shit. Anything from the chat? Any questions in the chat?
Nothing great.
Nothing great?
No.
All right. Well, sometimes the chat fails us, and that's okay. That happens. All right. This is it. That's the show. Thank you very much. That is the show. We'll be back Monday. Next week is the last week of 2 days a week, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
3 days a week starting the following week, guys. So Monday and Tuesday, we will be back. I know Gary Vedder's coming in next week. We're going to have some great shows planned, as always. Follow everyone here on Twitter, at Kimberly Congdon on Twitter, at...
Oh, my Twitter's a mess. It's GDI_Alex.
Change it.
Okay.
Guest digital intern _?
No.
What's it for?
Goddamn idiot.
Zach got it.
What?
Zach got it. No. Goddamn independent.
At Zach is not funny. At I am Shen Lee. At Louis J. Gomez. At Gas Digital. At Real Ass Podcast. Love you guys. See you next week. Peace. C'est la vie. Adios. Good riddance. Fuck you. That's all, folks.